敬拜团队引导我们再次来到神的面前。
We thank Aaron and the worship team that lead us to the God.
上个礼拜我们不是上个礼拜，上次我在这里跟大家分享的时候，曾经提到我们目前的自我形象是一个被受伤的世界所塑造出来的扭曲的形象。
Last time when I was here, we talked about the self-image we have is an image built by a distorted society.
假如
Assuming
上帝的荣耀可以用一个完美的圆来代替
If the glory of God can be represented by a perfect circle.
我曾经提到罗马书三章二十三节说到因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So I once mentioned that in the book of Rome, chapter 3, verse 23, it says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
神的荣耀是完美的。
The glory of God is perfect.
有一个为人定了一个完美的目标。
So it showed us a perfect purpose or a goal.
罪是什么呢?
And what is sin?
罪是使这个完美的目标没有达到目标。
So sin is what we cannot reach this goal.
这个就是罪原文的定义。
That's the definition of sin.
这个杀人放火使上帝的完美的圆圈圈缺了一块，叫亏缺了神的荣耀。
So all the killing and violence is just the shortcoming or for short of the glory of God that perfect circle.
这个嫉妒纷争也使这个完美的荣耀亏缺了一块。
Jealousy, for example, also make this perfect circle has a crack in it.
哎，我们上次说到说谎也会使上帝的完美的荣耀亏缺了。
So we also mentioned the lying also make the glory of God damaged.
你看看
这个完美的荣耀在对这些罪这个恶人的火箭对这些罪攻击了。
So you see that perfect circle, a perfect circle has been attacked by all the sins.So if we see, take an analysis of this, we know that the whole life we have been attacked by all these different sins. Maybe we have different degrees of damage in different parts of our life.So last time we also talked about how God's truth also heals part of that problem.
如果我们读以弗所书第六章的时候，我们就发现恶者的火箭在各方面攻击我们，我们可以用信德做藤牌抵挡。
So if we look at the chapter 6 of book of Ephesians, you know that we can use our faith as a shield to protect from the attack of Satan.
用公义做护心镜。
And we can use the righteousness as our shield.
问题说我们这些藤牌呀，我们这些护心镜啊，是不是有用？
The question is whether the shield we have are they effective?
我们也提到神曾经应许我们。
We also mentioned that God has promised us.
他医治伤心的人。
He will heal the heartbroken people.
裹好他们的伤处。
And will wrap up their wounds.
哇，这个形容得很好，不但医治，还裹好。
Not only heal, but to wrap it up.
当一个受伤的人被另外一个有爱心的人在裹他的伤的时候，这个心灵的深处有深深的体验。
So, they will have this great feeling of deep understanding when someone who is being helped and wrapped when they are wounded.
我们今天呢，还要看上帝继续来医治我们那一些委屈扭曲的形象。
And today we want to continue to look at how God will heal our distorted self-image.
如果我们读刚仔细的看前面的圣经，大概可以分成两段。
So if we look at the passage we just read, it can roughly divide it into two sections.
前面十四节到十七节是讲到父神。
Between verse 14 to 17, it talks about Father or God, Father.
Our Father, 神，我们的父神。
Yeah.
第二部分就讲到基督无穷的爱。
And the second part talks about the unended love of Jesus Christ.
那今天我们要在这里分享的就是基督用基督的爱继续医治我们那个受伤的地方。
And today we want to talk about how the love of Christ can heal where we were hurt.
那我们第一点先跟大家分享，天上、地上各家都是从他得名。
So the first thing we want to talk about is that the verse 15, it tells that from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
他就是十四节中的父神，就主耶稣基督的正父。
From whom means the father that pointing back to the verse 14.
这个里面的意义很丰富，我今天愿意花点时间来跟我们一起挖掘一下。
So this has carries a great meaning behind it, so we want to dig deeper today's spending some time here.
那这里的家是指父家或者家族或者家世的意思。
So the term family here is referring to family, your claim, your heritage.
你看到这张照片了没有？
Do you see that picture?
我疼爱的孙女跟我在对话。
This is my granddaughter that is talking to me.
这个家族里面呢，祖父、父亲、这个孩子、孙子。孙辈的这些人都是这个称为父家。
So the whole family, grandfather, father, and children or grandchildren, they are this what the family is referring to.
天上地上的各家都是靠他得名，究竟是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean when it says from whom every family in heaven and on earth derive its name?
这里说在地上凡是做父亲的
得名。
So it talks about on earth whether you are father or mother or daughters, they are all receiving or derive their names from this triune God.
不但得名，下面还有更重要的就是得着意义和模范。
Not only that, not just the name, but we also receive the purpose and also the example from them.
神是我们在天上的父亲。
So God is the Father on heaven.
我之所以称为父亲，是因为我有一点像他。
The reason I can be called a father on earth is because I have a little bit of resemblance of this heavenly Father.
如果我不像这个天上的父神，一点神的形象都没有，我不配称为他的儿女。
If I don't have the resemblance or a little bit of resemblance of this heavenly father, then I cannot really call myself children of God.
我做得越像这位天父，我就越被配称为父亲。
So the more I can be like this Heavenly Father, then I can be worthy to be called as a father.
所以在我们中间呢，每一位做父亲的，请你记得。
So for every fathers among us, please remember this.
做这个父亲，要有神的形象。
To be a father, you need to have that image of God.
最近流行一个政治口语叫做德不配位。
recently, there is a slogan, political slogan. I'm not sure what that is.
The character, 这个德性,
okay,
德不配位。
Okay, the character is not worthy of the name. The name is not worthy of the character.
The position.
Character is not worthy of the name.
The character is not good enough for his position.
For his position, thank you. So the character is not as good as his, not worthy of his position.
假如我是一个父亲啊，我这个位分是父亲。
So if I'm a father, my position is a father.
我如果我这个德性不像一个父亲，这个就是德不配位。
So my character, if I don't behave like a father, then I'm not worthy of that title.
我们做儿女的，要越像耶稣，就越被配称为儿女。
So we children, if we are more like Jesus Christ, then we are more worthy to be called children of God.
我们都是人的儿女。
And we are all children of some people.
做儿女应该有儿女的本分。
So we are children, we have our own responsibility.
保罗书信里面提了很多做父亲、做母亲、做儿女的描写。
So Paul in his books talks a lot about different responsibilities for people like a father or children or parents.
这个以弗所书是写的尤其的详尽。
So in Book of Ephesians, is especially he wrote that in detail.
所以这个三位一体神在这里显现的，这个圣父给做父亲的做榜样。
So the Triune God here give us the God Father give us the example for all the fathers.
耶稣种种的行为。就成为我们做儿女的榜样。
And then Jesus Christ,
对不起，哎呀，刚才以弗所书里面讲到这个家，这个地上各家，这个家还有神的家的意味在里面。
So in the book Ephesians we just read, it talks about the family, not just the family on earth, it also implies a family on the heavenly family.
我们都是。一家人
So we call ourselves part of the same family.
神的家
The family of God.
有人说我们一家都是人
Then some people say we are God a house of full of people.
那也就是说有的人家里不是人
It also probably implies that people, their houses, there are people in there are not really people.
我们的家经营的越像神的家
So the way if we run the our family more like a family of God,
就越被配称为是一个家。
Then we can worthy of the name or worthy of the term family.
哇，这是一个我们你看十五节里面好像大家读的时候没有太深入去想这些它的背景。
So when we read verse 15, we probably didn't really think about the.Their background too much.
其实里面的意涵是非常非常好的。
So, but actually, the implication or meaning behind that is very, actually very good.
因为他宣布了一个好消息。
Because it proclaims a good news.
告诉我们如何去效法，圣父、圣子，效法神的家来。管理我们自己，管理我们的家。
So telling us how we should follow the pattern of this triune God to run to manage or to to carry on our family.
Yeah. 神的旨意是要世界上所有的家庭都美满，都快乐。
So the purpose of God is for God is to have all the family will have a blessed life.
要所有的家庭都温暖，都充满友爱。
So all the family will have the warmth and the love in it.
每个人的精神在这个家庭里面都能够得到充分的这种饱足。
So all the emotional needs in our family they can be satisfied and fulfilled.
家庭是一个非常美好的设计，我认为上帝把设计这个家庭是一个非常非常美好的设计。
So the design of the family by God is a wonderful design.
但是这个世界上有很多的家庭没有把上帝这个目标能够彰显出来。
But many families on earth, they didn't really manifest this or display the purpose of this the design.
对。那么这个家有几层的意思？
So there are different levels of meaning for this family.
对不起啊，这里对。第一个就是。是用无条件的接纳让人产生归属感。
So, family is where you to be accepted unconditionally in such a way that it will give you a sense of belonging.
人家说这个猫养猫痛，狗养狗痛，人家看着孩子不怎么样，妈妈疼得不得了。
People are saying that you always love the your younglings. You always love the ones you give birth to.
也许你看见这个孩子是长得什么样子，他妈妈怎么会这么疼他呢？
Sometimes you wonder how come such an ugly boy, why the parents love love that kids.
但是妈妈就是无条件的接纳他。
But the mom always loved, accepted unconditionally.
这孩子不管怎么样，他就有归属感。这个家是他归属的地方。
So the kids then will have this the sense of belonging, and they know the family is where he belongs to.
家庭家就用持续的肯定，让人产生能力感。
And through that continuous affirmation, you give your children the sense of power.
哎呀，这个人在这个家庭里面受到肯定的时候，他就变成非常活跃，他觉得他很有用，他是一个有用的人。
So once the person is being affirmed in the family, he become active and he feel he is useful.
是不是世界上所有的人都有这种感觉呢？
Do we all in this world have such the same kind of feeling?
家用爱让人产生价值感。
So in family, you give people a sense of worthiness through love.
不管人家怎么样，父母亲爱你，兄弟姐妹彼此相爱，觉得他活在这个世界上很有价值。
So through love, the love, brotherly love, love of your siblings and parents, give you the sense of your worthiness.
所以这里说，家庭是精神需要的来源。
So here we say that the family is the source of our emotional need.
但是很不幸的，家庭往往也是最大伤害的来源。
But unfortunately, our family could also be the source of our greatest harm.
我们最近跟几个老朋友到夏威夷去参加一个好朋友的孩子的婚礼，那我们就聚在一起。那我们这种都是七十岁上下的人。
So recently we went to a friend's children's wedding, and we are all old friends in 70s.
然后我们就唱一些我们这个年代的歌。
So we sing some of the songs of our time.
有一首歌叫做《月儿弯弯照九州》。
There's a song called this new moon shining on our land.
对不起啊，这是五零年代的歌。
It's a songs from the 50s.
我很诧异，每个人都会唱。
I was surprised that everyone knows how to sing.
据说这首歌是江苏的渔民的一首歌。那事实上是在南宋的时代对表达对政府的不满。
So I heard that the origin of this song is from Jiangsu province, some fishermen to express his dissatisfaction to that to the dynasty at the time, Song dynasty.
我就记得我小时候我妈妈常常唱这首歌给我听啊。
I just remember that my mom used to sing this song to me when I was young.
这歌里面有很多哀怨的地方啊。
In this song, there's a lot of sadness in it.
那她会跟我开玩笑。
So she would joke about it with me.
你不是我养的。
She would say, "You are not you are not. I didn't give birth to you."
你是那个渔船上探锚子捡回来的。
So you are probably from that fisherman that who made this song.
哇，我一听我是心里很难过。
So I was really sad when I heard that.
我以为是真的。
Because I thought it was true.
我真的是以为我是人家不要的，给我妈妈捡回来的。
So I thought I was abandoned and was just happened to be found by my mom.
难过了好一阵子，我妈妈才解释了以后，我才心里释怀了。
But later when my mom explained that to me, then I feel much better.
有一个小女孩，她的父亲也跟她开了这样一个玩笑。
So there's a little girl who had her father made the same joke to her.
你看你长得这么丑。你姐姐这么漂亮，你不是我们家里的人。
So he said, "Look at you, so ugly. Not unlike your bigger sister. So you must not from our family."
你是垃圾箱里面、垃圾箱里面捡回来的。
So we found you in the trash can.
哇，这个女孩子啊，从小到大在这种环境里面，她认为这是真的。
And this little girl thought that's the truth since she was a little girl.
很不幸的，这个父亲没有把这个笑话跟她说明白，这是一个笑话。
Unfortunately, this father didn't really tell her that this is really just a joke.
这个孩子渐渐成长了，他就很没有安全感。
And so after this little girl grew up, she don't have that sense of security.
没什么归属感。
And don't have the sense of belonging.
所以她觉得自己是没有人要的。
And she feels abandoned and nobody wants her.
所以这个女孩子长大了以后，在工作的时候，人际关系常常出了一些问题。
And so she always had this difficult relationship, interpersonal relationship in at work.
她也许说不上来为什么。
And she couldn't really say say why that why is that.
有一些人的人际关系出问题，他原因很可能也是出在一些内在的问题。
So a lot of times the interpersonal relationship, the challenges are come from inside about life.
当然也有其他的问题，个性之类的问题。
Of course, there are some other things like personalities could be a factor.
但是常常一个人没有安全感，没有归属感，这样的情况，人际关系是不容易的。
Yeah, so it's always challenging for people who doesn't have the sense of security and don't have the sense of belonging.
我看过好多这样的例子，有一个弟兄，教会的弟兄就跟他的牧师讲。
So I've seen quite a few examples like this. I know a brother who told his pastor.
说你不行，你在我们家里不行。
So you are not really a good pastor in our church.
And 你最笨了。很笨。
So you are really dumb.
啊，对这个。你知道，在台湾呢，这个社会里面呢，在我们从小长大的，常常面对这样的压力，好像我一次失败，我就变得很笨，我一点都不行，我在这里一点位置都没有。
So in Taiwan, when you grew up there, you always have the pressure, and when you have defeats, often you feel that you have become useful. You feel you are so stupid. So when you grew up,
有时候骂人笨的人，其实他自己可能不是那么聪明的。
But often those people are scolding others, saying other people are dumb. They themselves are not that wise either.
但这个弟兄就是被骂人家笨呢、啊、
，so
被人家骂的笨。
So this brother was told that he's really stupid.
他做对的时候，家里人用另外一种方法说他。
So even he is doing good, his family would use a different way to say it.
哦，你是歪打正着。
So you are just lucky.
刚刚好，本来你不会做的，但是你刚好碰巧做到了，叫歪打。正着
so you are just lucky, even though you don't know how to do it, you just happen to get the right answer.
所以他很没有自信心。
So he doesn't have a lot of self-confidence.
那在一个竞争力很高的社会里面，往往有一批人在某一件事情上，好像输了。
So in this very high competitive society, sometimes a person may be defeated in one specific thing.
哎呀，我自己也经验过。
And I have that sense, I have that feeling too.
我就跟我教导我的儿子。
So I taught my sons.
就是你一定要建立你的自信心。
I said you must have this confidence.
你不要半途就放弃。
Don't give up halfway through.
你只要打。这个打这个垒球的时候
，So when you play on the softball，
一个球打了高飞球飞出去了。
When you hit a ball high，
那这个在打外野手的人，他的态度应该是什么
？So what should be the outfield the player's attitude be？
一看这球这么高，我一定接不到了。
When if you look at the ball is so high, you say, "Oh, I can't ever catch it."
那就放弃吧。
So I just give up.
免得我跑得好累，没用。
So I won't spend all my energy doing something totally useless.
我跟我儿子讲。
I told my sons.
如果你是那个外野手，不管看起来多高，你就拼命的去追。
So if you, I told my son, if you see the ball, you should try to catch it, try to chase it, no matter how high that is.
很多的机会你能接得到球。
And there are many cases you will catch them.
如果你常常放弃，你对自己没有自信心。
If you keep on giving it up, you will lose that sense.
但是我们的环境里面就常常让我们失掉自信心。
But our environment, a lot of times will cause us to lose that confidence.
如果在我们当中有这样的人，你一定要在上面上帝面前向他求，求他给你自信心。
So if someone among us has that same feeling, you must come to God to pray for that confidence.
那还有一个弟兄。也跟他的牧师讲这样的故事。
So there's another brother told the pastor another story.
他说我从小我妈妈呀就是用打的用骂的责备我。
So when I grew up, my mom always disciplined me with like hitting me.
气起来就说我巴不得你出生的时候就把你掐死。
So he would say, when his mom is angry, he would say, I regret so much, I should have just choked you to death when you were born.
就是因为你，所以我天天在家里面受苦。
It is all because of you have to suffer every day in at home.
做母亲的，有时候会有这种感觉的。
Sometimes mothers, they will have that feeling.
其实做母亲的神圣在圣经里面是很重要很重要的一个位分。
Actually, motherhood is a holy position that described it in the Bible.
所以这个弟兄从小就觉得自己很讨人厌了。我一出生，我妈就想把我掐死。你想想看。
So this brother has been thinking that my mom wanted to kill me even when I was born. So he doesn't really have that confidence.
他不喜欢自己。
He doesn't like himself.
你要问他为什么。
And if you ask him why,
我也说不清楚。
And he couldn't really explain.
不喜欢就是不喜欢。
If they don't like it, if you are not liked it, you are not liked it.
没有存在的价值感。
You feel that you don't have the worth, you don't have the value to live.
你看，家庭往往也是最大伤害的来源。
So you can see that family often become the source of the greatest harm.
除了家庭，我们的社会环境也会造成这样的结果。
Not only family, but the society in our surrounding, can cause this too.
记得那个代表上帝荣耀的完全的圆圈吗
？Do you still remember that circle, the perfect circle representing the glory of God?
那我们已经被那些火箭打得一塌糊涂了。
We have been attacked by those firing darts.
哎呀，我们的心灵，我们的情绪，我们的处境，我们各种的理智，通通被攻击了。
So our rationality, our emotion, our spirit has been attacked in every way, in all the time.
他说，其实啊，这样的家庭。不一定不单单是我们一般的家庭，在有一些宣教士家庭也有这种问题。
Not only the ordinary family has a situation like this. Sometimes it happens even in a missionary family.
美国有一个宣教士，他有一个女儿20岁，叫 Ruth.
So there's a girl Ruth, his daughter of a missionary.
她心里面有些困难呢。
So something troubled her.
父母亲就把他带到这个一个基督徒的心理医生那边去治疗。
So the parents took her to a Christian psychologist for some therapy.
那么这个医生就问了，说发生什么事情了
？So the doctor asked her what happened.
他爸爸宣教士就说，
so、
他说 ，Ruth 啊。他一天到晚嗑药，没事干，游荡，嗑药。
So the father, who is a missionary, said, Ruth spend all day do drugs and just wandering and then do drugs.
生活非常的散漫。
So live a very loose life.
医生就问宣教士了，说如果他照你的话说，他会变成怎么样呢？
So the doctor asked the father, what would she become if he's just like what you have described?
先生说那很简单呢。
The father said, that's easy.
他就会像他妈妈跟我一样啊。
He will be like her mom and me.
每天很快乐，生活很正常啊。
If the daughter is like the father, they will be really normal and happy.
这个心理医生觉得跟这个父亲继续讲下去，对这个女儿一点帮助都没有。
And then the psychologist feel that there's no point or not helpful to continue on with this conversation with the father.
所以他就跟这个父亲说：“你们先回去，让我来跟 Ruth 谈一下吧。”
So he said, why don't you two go back? Let me just have a chat with Ruth.
所以等他父母亲离开以后，他就跟 Ruth 讲，他说：“我觉得你没什么问题。”
So, when the parent left, the psychologist said to Ruth, "Saying, I don't think you have any issue."
你已经是一个成人了，你可以自己做决定。
So you are already an adult. You can make your own decision.
如果你想跟我谈一谈呢，你可以留下来；否则呢，你可以就回家了。
If you want to talk to me, you can stay. Otherwise, you can just leave and go home.
我其实觉得你还蛮健康的。
Actually, I think you are actually pretty healthy.
后来这个女孩子想想，自己真的是有一点问题。
But then the Ruth feels that actually she has some problem.
所以这个这心理医生就开始慢慢的来引导 Ruth， 用爱、用关怀、用恩典来引导这样一个看起来不十分正常的女孩。
So then the doctor to start guiding this.Guiding Ruth with love, grace, and kindness.
所以这样的话就把她引导到正确恢复的一条路上来。
And then he was able to lead her back to the right way.
家庭很多的家庭没有注意啊，以为我们做得很正当，其实我们对孩子没有充分的了解。
So a lot of times the parents probably didn't do, they thought that they were doing well, but actually they don't understand their children.
更不好的是这些父母亲说不定也是从他父母亲影响下来的。
And probably sometimes worse is because the parents, they also inherit certain characteristics or traits from their parents.
圣经里面今天给我们一个榜样，叫我们要从三位一体神来学习如何顾到自己的位分。
So today the Bible tells us we need to learn from our God so that we can know what's our position or how to be to play a correct role in our position.
这是一个好消息，弟兄姐妹。
And this is a good news, brothers and sisters.
值得我们花很多的时间来关注这个事，学习这样的榜样。
It's worthy of our time to learn from this example.
下面我们再按照这个圣经分的，刚才讲，我们就来第二段跟大家分享，神用爱医治我们受伤的记忆。
So let's follow the passage here. It talks about the second half that God heals us through the love.
那就三方面。
So I'm going to share with you three different things.
用它丰，第一个是用它丰盛丰满，医治你受伤的记忆。
So he will heal you, heal your wounded memory through his richness.
另外还有上帝。就是你的家。
And the second point is that God is your family.
圣灵，第三点是圣灵要给你能力。
And the third point is that Holy Spirit will empower you.
你知道从以弗所说我们刚读的这段经文，从十四节到二十一节是使徒保罗的一个祷告。
So you know that the passage we just read, you can say it's a prayer of the Apostle Paul.
有人说这是一个最斗胆、最冒昧的祷告。
Some say this is actually the most the boldest prayer.
那么有一个神学家就把这个祷告变写成这样的六层次。
So some theologians described this prayer into six different steps.
第一步就是内在的人刚强，要祷告。
The first step is to have a strong inner person.
第二个就是基督住在心里。
The second step is to have Christ living in your heart.
第三步是在基督的爱里面扎根。
And third step is to be rooted in the love of God,
明白
in the love of Christ.
第四个是明白基督的爱。
And the fourth step is to know or understand the love of Christ.
第五步是得着神的丰盛 充满。
So the fifth step is to receive his maturity.
最后一步就是成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
So lastly, the sixth step is to fulfill far beyond what we can even imagine.
我刚才讲，人说这是一个非常斗胆、最斗胆、最冒昧的祷告。
So, so as I said, some said this is a very bold prayer.
今天我们没有时间来跟大家从这个角度来分享里面的内涵。
But we don't really have time to go through all the steps to talk about the details all the details.
但是我今天希望你能够学这个祷告。
But today I hope you can learn from this prayer.
为你为教会 为家里面一起祷告
So we can pray for ourselves pray for family and church
我们能不能请你站起来来一起用祷告的心来读这一段经文
So can we read this passage with a prayerful heart
如果你是读英文的你读英文心里读我们一起来用中文来读
So if you are, if you read English, please read your English Bible with us. But we're going to read here in Chinese.
我们一起来读，请。
因此，我们在父面前屈膝，天上地下各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强。使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，得以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我希望你常常为你的家庭为你个人做这样的祷告
I hope that you can pray this prayer for your family and for yourself
这样子的话上帝要借着你这个祷告来祝福你的家和你个人
and God will bless you and your family through this prayer
下面我跟大家分享上帝他自己就是你的家
And the next thing I want to share with you is that God himself is your family.
你怎么知道说上帝自己就是我的家呢?
How do you know that?
那这边圣经上有一句话诗篇九十篇第一节说主啊你世世代代做我们的居所
So in Bible it says here that Lord you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
什么叫居所呢
what is dwelling?
居所就是避难所
Dwelling is a place for it's a shelter It's a shelter
你知道你能回到家里面你在外面可能是焦头烂额毫无出路但你可以回到家里
So, you know, family is where you can go back to, even though outside you've been defeated or hurt or wounded badly.
上帝说他自己是我们的避难所。
So God, he himself tells us he is our shelter.
当你享受到这样的避难所的福分的时候你就会有绝对的安全感和归属感。
So if you enjoy this shelter from God, then you will have the sense of security and the sense of belonging.
你有没有缺乏这样的感觉呢?
Do you lack of the security or the belonging, the sense of them?
神是你的避难所。
And God is your shelter.
如果你读诗篇里面有非常多非常多的这样的经文。
So if you read Psalms, you will see a lot of verses is like that, are like that.
圣灵要赐给能力。
And thirdly, the Holy Spirit will empower you.
十六节那边讲到说，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So in verse 16, it says that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
他使你有绝对的能力的。
So it will give you that absolute power.
我不晓得我们当中是不是有人还没有经验过圣灵的能力。
I wonder, some of you probably haven't experienced the power of Holy Spirit.
也许你可以常常做这个祷告，求神将这个能力赐给你。
Maybe, you can do this prayer often, to pray that God will give you, such strength.
让我们内在的心里的力量刚强起来。
So that your inner being may be strengthened.
有的时候我们会觉得路走不下去了。
Sometimes we feel, we cannot carry on anymore.
一点能力都没有。
We feel powerless.
向上帝祷告。
Pray to God.
用你的信心。
Through your faith.
上帝要借着圣灵赐给你能力。
God will strengthen you, give you the strength, through, His Holy Spirit.
他还会用他的丰盛来充满。来医治你。
So he will continue to use his love to heal you.
如果你看十七节、十八节，你就发现，隐含着这样的意思。
So if you read verse 17 and 18, you will see it has a implied meaning there.
神的同在啊，不但能够带来力量，更带来了智慧和激励。
So the presence of God not only give you the strength, but also give you wisdom and encouragement.
更重要的是带来了爱。
More importantly, it gives you love.
很多的人呢，年纪到了一个程度，这个压力啊，种种的原因，使这个人的免疫系统出了很多问题。
So, someone, if you grow older, maybe it's because of the pressure outside that you may have problem with the immune system.
特别是你的情绪，还有不得已的事，让你的这个问题渐渐的浮现。
So sometimes your emotion will cause that things to the problem become apparent.
十年前，我有一个很好的同学，他的太太夫妇因为跟着这个家里的孩子啊，关系不好。
So 10 years ago, my friends, the parents become have a bad relationship with their children.
结果他就在免疫系统上出了很严重很严重的病。
And then had a serious disease in the immune system.
身体很快很快的就恶化。
And the health deteriorate really fast.
没多久我就看见他走路开始用 walker。
And start using walker not long after that.
哇，真的是看病，医生说这个是免疫系统没办法。
And the doctor said this is a sick illness from the immune system.
有一些新的药，他就拿去试。
So there's some experimental drugs they can try.
那这几年也算活下来，但是活得非常辛苦啊。
And even though he survived these years, but it's not in a good shape.
我们去年去看他。
Last year we went visit them, visit him.
我们就为他做了祷告。
And then so we pray for them.
他的问题就是他跟孩子之间，他们夫妇跟孩子之间的纠葛就是除不掉。
So, but the struggles between the parents and children persist.
我就问他。
So I asked him,
你愿意宽恕你的孩子吗？
Are you willing to forgive your children?
他说我愿意。
He said, yes, I'm willing.
如果能够 把我这问题解除，我真的很愿意。
If this can resolve my problem, then yeah, I'm certainly willing to.
所以我们就带他做了一个很长的祷告，花了两个多钟头的时间跟他祷告。
So we spent 2 hours to have a really long prayer.
把他心里面那一些纠结、那些不愉快、那些压力都交托给上帝。
So we committed all that struggle and sadness into God's hands.
Yeah, 我们最近看到他，哎呀，真是很令我惊讶的，身体就是好像没有病一样。
Recently when we visit again, we were so surprised because he looks like really healthy.
哦，这个精神一好又开始骂人了。
When he become in good health, he start scolding people again.
精神不好的时候很痛苦啊，连骂人的力气都没有。
Because when he was in illness, he doesn't even have the strength to scold people.
我看他怎么精神这么好，又开始批评人了。
So I said, how come he become so healthy, start criticizing people again?
上帝是丰富的。
God is full of abundant.
他可以用他的丰富。医治你
he can use his abundance to heal you,
充满你
to fill you,
改变你
to change you,
改变我们这个受了伤的这种形象
to change our damaged self image.
这一段话里面有个很重要的字眼，很重要的就是和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。
So in the passage, there's a very important word that is to know the knowledge with all other saints.
你要在这个属于神的家里面一起来学习明白基督的爱。
So you need to learn or know the love of God with all the holy people.
就是在教会里面跟其他人在一起，你不会觉得也有很多这些不太平顺的地方吗？
So in church, sometimes you also feel the struggles with other brothers and sisters.
我们一起来学习，从这些不平顺的地方看见自己的困难，看见别人的优点，也看见彼此的软弱，彼此鼓励，来一同明白基督的爱。
So through this struggle that we can see our weakness and the strengths of other people, and we can to know more about the love of Christ.
你想我这个人，值得耶稣来爱我吗？
Do you ask yourself whether I'm worthy the love of Christ?
我这个人好像很不值得他爱。
Maybe I'm not worthy of His love.
但是圣经里明明白白地告诉我们，我再一次提醒你。
But the Bible has told us clearly, and I want to remind you again.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
为了要得到你，他什么代价都不顾。
To have you, he is willing to sacrifice everything.
在他眼目当中，毫无瑕疵。
So in his eyes, there's no you are perfect.
对了，下面一句话是完美的，没有任何的皱纹。
You are perfect without any wrinkles.
所以你看，你这个人在耶稣的眼中是这样的完美。这是有圣经根据的，因为他为你付了代价，你在他眼中就是这样完美。
So you are perfect in his eyes, and which is has a Bible as its basis.
他使你有绝对的价值感。
So he will give you the sense of value.
我现在这边有一首歌，大家也许。会唱的，我们一起来唱一下看一看。
We have hymns that maybe we can sing together. Can we have the pianist to play for us?
那么在他弹一遍的时候，我们大家一起来读一下好吗
？So while she is playing that, let's read through it once.
来，请
十字架上的爱， 温柔又慈祥，向着我照亮，我的心不再隐藏，完全
的
摆上。愿主爱来浇灌我，
在爱中得自由释放。我愿意降服，我
愿意降服，
在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意降服。你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中。你是我，你是我的主。十字架上的光芒，温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量，向着我照亮。我的心不再隐藏，完全地摆上。愿主爱来浇灌我，在爱中的自由释放。就站起来唱歌。我愿意降服，我愿意降服，在你的怀抱中，我愿意。你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中。你是我，你是我的主。请坐。
Please be seated.
最后来给大家做一点简单的结论。
Let me give you some simple summary.
在这里，我们今天跟大家提到了两个重点。
So I have two points today.
每个重点里面都写了三个小点。
There are three little bullet points under each one of them.
在每个弟兄姐妹你的 bulletin 里面有把这些都列出来。
And it's also listed in your bulletin.
在里面最重要的提醒就是
The greatest reminder here is
上帝以恩典和真理的这是上帝以恩典和真理的心理治疗
This is the heal from God for your spirit and emotion
是我们最需要的
they are what we need most
今天在世界上有很多的心理学家
There are many psychologists in this world
他们不一定能坐到这里
They cannot be here
只有三位一体的神可以做这种心理治疗
Only the triune God can do this for you
你需要这一位上帝
You need this God
今天不是在跟你讲心理学
I'm not talking about psychologists to you today.
今天我在这里强调的就是说你和你的家需要这一位上帝。
The emphasis is that you and your family need this God.
他成为我们的榜样。
And he will become our example.
做父亲的越像这位父神的形象。
The more you, father like this heavenly father,
那他就是越配做父亲
Then he is more worthy to be a father
这个家庭这个、儿女越像主耶稣基督越有主耶稣基督的形象
The more children are like, have the likeness of Jesus
他就越配被称为儿女
He is worthy to be called the children of that family
这个家庭越像三位一体神的家，那就越配称为一个家。
The family, if it's more like the family of God, then they are more worthy to be.
请你不要小看你父亲、你儿女、你母亲、你家庭这个位分。
Do not look belittle the importance of the family or this your different roles in the family.
在这个家里面，上帝可以充满你，用丰盛的充满你，医治你。
So, in this family, God can heal you and fill you with His greatness.
使你有安全感，有归属感，也有能力感。
So, and it will give you the sense of security and sense of belonging and the sense of empowerment.
这个就是一个人在家庭面，从家庭里面所要得到的精神上的支持。
And that is a spiritual and emotional support a person should get from the family.
愿上帝祝福你。
May God bless you.
愿神的这些话能够深深地扎根在你我的心里。
And make the word of God be deeply rooted in your hearts.
做，我们来做一个祷告。
So let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣基督，我们何等的感谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you so much.
因着你的爱，我们能够来到神的家。
We can come to the house of God because of your love.
我们可以在这里得到我们精神上所需要的一切。
We can receive everything of our emotional needs.
求你祝福我们在这里的每一位会众。
Please bless each and every one of us here.
在我们当中，若有人还没有认识你，接受你。
If there are people who don't know you yet,
愿他今天能够被你的话感动，来进入你的家。
May they be touched by your word and enter the house of God.
愿在这里的每一位做父亲、母亲、儿女和每一个家庭都蒙深深的蒙你祝福。
And may all the families, parents, and children be blessed deeply by you today.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.